This very special PSA has been brought to you by the power tool industry. Stay safe.
Good day, and welcome to another episodic of Inspirato Projecto podcast, the archive, K-Chung archive, has been down a few days. I ain't gonna lie, I got a little off balance there. LA archive, that's where they're all saved, and then they loop through there into kchungradio.org, where people could then, you know, search for the archives. And I thought, oh boy, what's going to happen to all those Inspirato Projecto archives? And I thought the next time I was going to go into the radio, I was just going to take some thumb drives, flash drives in there, and just load as many episodes on there, and then upload them to Mixcloud, because I have an Inspirato Projecto Mixcloud page. And what happened was that the archive for the last radio show that we did in the studio, K-Chung, on the 7th, May 7th, that show just now became available on the kchungradio.org. So you actually have to search for the date if you want to hear it. There used to be a little search bar up there. You could put in Inspirato Projecto, and it would bring up all of the different dates in the episodes. They must be doing something different right now. However, it's in there. So that's what I'm doing right now. What I usually do is, after every episode of the radio show, I go on to inspiratoprojecto.wordpress.com. And then I upload you a few photos, and then also the name of the episode. This one's called Virtual, because I had Orly Rodriguez and Jason McNeil on Skype. And so I just uploaded that. I also have the Periscope. I'll be uploading those onto this blog. Also, wow, the list of places to get this podcast is growing by the day. Thank you guys for listening to this. This is crazy. just through the Anchor app, I've noticed that about each episode, there are about between 15 and 20 listens now. Such a short amount of time. It's available in a lot of different places now. So this is really cool. This is really, really, really cool. This is really interesting. For those of you who are listening, I can imagine a lot of you are very creative in your own ways. So what I'd like for you to do is, if you're listening to this through Anchor, please leave me a message through there. If you're not listening to this through Anchor, get the Anchor app. It's free. It's in your app store. It might even be in the Google Play Store if you got Android. I think that's Android. So Anchor. So then, guess what? We could collaborate together easily, effortlessly. If you don't want to get Anchor, but you'd still like to collaborate with me, you can email me at inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com, inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com, and then I will include that in this. What I noticed is that if I log into the anchor.fm, the Inspirato Projecto podcast, if I log in on there, what I noticed is that I can actually upload audio from my laptop into it, so I can already have pre-recorded audio in there. I can actually insert directly into this, which I previously had thought was only just, here you go, whatever I record into this thing, that's what we got. Well, geez, now here's an interesting, clever way to get music in iTunes. Just embed it into the show itself, so now I can start putting bands into there. So all you unsigned bands, poets, sound collagists, it's all possible. This is just another extension of the radio show, which is just, I love it. I love it. I love being able to play the riffs on there. I mean, this has extended it even further. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. So I can only imagine if you're listening to this, there's something in it that reverberates with you. And if that's the case, why not collaborate together? I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be dynamite. Oh, so one of the things I wanted to say, which was very exciting, is I had figured out, did my research, and can't remember if I emailed the people or if I filled out a contact thing. I don't know. But it was for Mixcloud. And it was attaching the RSS feed of this into the Mixcloud. So now it's available on Mixcloud. How cool is that? Yet one more avenue. The revelation truly, 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 truly struck me the other day. The revelation that I am, in fact, my own network. I successfully have become my own network. I've become my own channel. Both with the podcast, with the radio show. Also, who knows? This might become a show soon on KPFK. I think I told you, can't remember if I told you, I met a guy at the Rose. Those Yachtly Crew shows have been canceled, by the way. Our once-a-week residency at the Rose, that has been canceled. So unless it's a special occasion or they hire us once in a while, heck, who knows? Maybe they'll bring us at least once a month. Maybe it'll become one of those. Once a month residency. They could handle that, right? Then it's special. So, a guy I met there, he works for KPFK, and I asked him about DJs and, you know, if they can volunteer and all that. Razzmatazz! So he gave me the contact information. I contacted those folks, and who knows, who might end up being on the radio, with a phone. How cool would that be for you guys to call in? Also, I'm gonna be doing some interactive stuff on here. Stuff that interacts with this in other ways. So if you listen to the podcast, you can interact with it in other ways. That's all I'll say about that for now. Here's a little riff I used to play, actually, when I very first got this, when I first picked up this guitar, which a friend of mine had. I picked up this guitar and it was miraculous. I felt like I could just immediately start collaborating on it, creating on it. The strings for it are Martin Folk Acoustic. I love these strings. I love this country. Hello, Cousin Larry. I love these strings. They're a Martin Folk Acoustic. Is that how he would do it? Hey, I love this country. These are Martin Folk Acoustic. They're woven with silk. Thank you.
Always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving,
always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving,
always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving.
We now interrupt this broadcast to let you know 5 minutes of time have passed. We now return you to your regularly scheduled segment. Always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving, always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving. We now interrupt this broadcast to let you know 8 hours of time have passed. We now return you to your regularly scheduled segment.
Always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving.
We now interrupt this broadcast to let you know 13 days of time have passed. We now return you to your regularly scheduled segment.
Always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving.
We now interrupt this broadcast to let you know 21 weeks of time have passed. We now return you to your regularly scheduled segment.
Always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving.
We now interrupt this broadcast to let you know 34 months have passed. We now return you to your regularly scheduled segment.
Always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving.
We now interrupt this broadcast to let you know 55 years of time have passed. return you to your regularly scheduled segment.
Always rocky, always rolling,
always moving, always grooving.
We now interrupt this broadcast to let you know that 89 sesquicentennials of time have passed. We now return you to your regularly scheduled segment.
Always rocky, always rolling,
always moving, always growing,
always rocking, always rolling,
always moving, always growing,
always rocking,
always rolling,
always moving,
always growing,
always rocking,
always rolling,
always moving,
always growing.
We now interrupt this broadcast to let you know that 144 millennium of time have passed. We now return you to your
regularly scheduled segment.
I imagine this to be like a cowboy song. This is an old tune. Imagine this to be, this could be a sci-fi movie. TV show, who knows?
Thank you.
and now the sound of some very delicious meal stuffs cooking on an open stove. Pardon me, can you repeat that?
I think this is ready.
That is...
We have to taste test it.
Yes, please. Chew on it loudly. That's the spirit. That right there is the spirit.
Ah, that's good.
It is officialized. Jennifer Shendenen says it is good, ready to eat, ready to rock, and ready to roll. We have here some delicious ingredients. First, a sip of water. What are the ingredients for tonight's din-din?
Some rice, some peppers, some vegan chicken, some seasoning, and I think that's about it.
What sorts of seasonings are you using tonight?
They're secret essences. I can't really, let you know. It's a secret. Use your imagination.
Is it a non-toxic formula?
Yes, non-toxic.
Would you consider it a very organic food solution?
Yes.
Well, by gum, by golly, you heard it here, folks. You heard it here, and you didn't hear it anywhere else. Talk to you later. Goodbye for now.
So just to let you guys know, if you decide that you want to get Anchor, start making podcasts, here's a word to the wise. Turn off the sound on your cell phone. If you get a text, it will stop your broadcast in the middle of what you're doing. It'll stop. It won't save it at all. Other thing, there's the other thing. Even if you have the sound turn off, if you get a phone call while you're in the middle of recording, that will stop it as well. It'll stop the broadcast. I had a great conversation with John Garside about podcasts, and because he's thinking about doing his own. He's my buddy who directed and wrote Max Neptune, and he's also putting together the Forgotten Tales series, all about Whittier and all kinds of other stuff. So I just got off the phone with him, and I had was recording a wonderful. Wonderful little giblet as I was laying on my back on a couch and my cat Dr. Gonzo was on my chest. It was just awesome. I had him purring, a bunch of revelations struck the antenna. Now I realize that I can't cry over the spilled milk. It's all part of the process. And that's just how it is. That's just how it is. I'm just fortunate enough to know that even if I only catch a tiny piece of all the ideas and thoughts that go through my mind, at least I've caught something. At least I've caught something. Because a lot of these things, a lot of these ideas will circle back around in other projects. I got called in to do some more subbing today, improvisation for Darren's class. And I missed the bus. By probably about a minute. So I got about an hour to spare. So I noticed on the way over there, I walked down the street. It looked like there's a music video being filmed against this blue wall here. Let's see if it's still going. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, real quick. So I got my podcast now. What's the name of these? I want to promote them. What are their names, and how can people get a hold of them?
He wants to know your names for a podcast.
You don't want to promote this at all?
No, thank you.
Okay, gotcha. All right, cool. So, from what it seems like is that they're kind of like a, they seem like a Spice Girls kind of situation. It's funny when you hear people call you sir. I don't know if you caught that back there. Like, no, sorry, sir. Which is fine. Now, what's interesting is that if you have free promotion, if someone is willing to put you on their podcast and promote them, why not just say yes? You never know what things are going to open up right around the corner. You never know what kind of opportunities are going to present themselves to you if you say yes to this one particular thing. For instance, Tommy Bowie from Yachtly Crew, he plays basketball with Nexum, some guy from 311. And he told that guy about Yachtly Crew. Now, had Tommy not told that guy about Yachtly Crew, he would not have said this. He said to Tommy, he goes, hey, you should have Yachtly Crew. Get a hold of my manager, see if Yachtly Crew would like to play on our cruise, our 311 cruise. So they said, get a hold of my manager, talk to my manager about this. So got a hold of the manager, and it turns out that they might want to have us 2019, I think it's in March 2019, for, I think, 6 days. 6 days at this place. And I think we'd play three of those days, from what it looked like. It looked like it said that we would play three of those days, and rest of the time we'd just hang out and enjoy our time. Oh my God. This is like truly a dream come true. Because we had been playing with that idea of doing cruises, you know, maybe chartering a ship, putting it out there in the world. Now this Yachtly Crew, this 311 cruise, they said it has 3,000 people on it. Holy moly! How crazy would that be? I've seen the videos for this thing. It looks crazy. There's tons of stuff going on. So they already started putting together the lineup, and I guess they're keeping the Yachtly Crew in mind, which is just phenomenal. That is all for now. I will come back later, most likely interviewing the Uber driver on the way to today's improv class.